The Weeknd! The Weeknd is dead! Yeah! Welcome to the greatest theme song of all time. Here's part of our podcast on the Pop Culture Network. The Weeknd is dead! Yay! I'm actually glad to see it over. Hey, everybody, this is Dirt coming to you from PopCultureNetwork.com with the Weeknd is Dead podcast. You can get a hold of me by going to YouTube, posting in the live chat. Or you can find me on Twitter. It's my handle right down there at the bottom of the screen, at @PCN_dirt. And you can send me questions, comments, whatever, anytime during the week. But, of course, if you do it live, then I can respond live. That's kind of how that one works. So, anyway, welcome to the show this week. I am wiped out. I am completely wiped out. Free Comic Book Day was, of course, this past Saturday. I work at a store called Killens. It's a comics, toys, video game store. It's owned by a guy named Damian Killen. The local news channel 20 came, did a piece on it, and they played the video on the air, and they said, Colleen's comic in Springfield. Huh? Apparently Killen, K-I-L-L-E-N, is the most difficult name to pronounce. It came out once as Colleen, one as Colleen, and they called it comic. Colleen's comic. Like, we just have one book in the entire store. That's great for news channel. News channel, that's the best your research and reporting can do. Fantabulous. But we had a ton of people come through. I mean, easily over 1,000 people just walking through our store grabbing comics, which was a lot. We ended up grabbing old damaged books that we hadn't destroyed yet. We ended up grabbing back issues of stuff that we hadn't processed, you know, stuff that people had traded in that were just sitting in boxes. We ended up grabbing some of that stuff and just throwing it on the table because so many people were coming through. And we wanted everybody to grab something. I mean, there were people that missed some stuff. We had this one lady who came in, and she wanted the Wonder Woman book. And the Wonder Woman book, we really didn't order very high. It was not that big of a deal. There wasn't a whole lot of interest going for it. We ordered probably about half as many to maybe 40% of what we had ordered for Secret Empire, right? And so this woman comes in, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, we opened at 10:30. So she comes in several hours after we've opened. Stuff has been picked through. And we don't put everything out at once. We put stuff out in stages during the day. And we always keep a couple of every title, at least the big titles, behind the counter. So someone comes in with a kid and they really wanted something, or we have a subscriber that was really hoping for a book and they were stuck at work or something. You know, we can grab, we got a couple Secret Empires back here. Here you go. But this lady came in. She wanted the Wonder Woman. And she just walks up to the front door where, you know, we have a guy standing there because we get shoplifted a lot on Free Comic Book Day because there's, you know, so many people there, and it's really hard to keep tabs on everything. So he's standing there at the door watching everybody come in and out, and she walks up to him. She goes, let me just ask you so I don't have to go wait in that line. Do you have any copies of the Wonder Woman book left? Now, he's standing at the door. He's not, you know, up at the table where the stuff is, because you don't put that stuff right up front. You put it in the back so people have to walk through. Hopefully they'll see other stuff they want to buy, right? And so, you know, he's not really sure. He's like, well, I think that one may be all gone. And she's like, and she turns around and walks out. And that was it. Like, she was mad at us that several hours after we opened, we didn't have the one book. And the thing was, we had some. If she had come up to the counter and asked, yeah, we had a couple back there. We could have handed her one. Nope, because of her attitude. And that's a weird thing. People have this attitude. There are a lot of people that came in and they go, oh, I wanted this specific, you know, Doctor Who or whatever. It's like, oh, well, you know, sorry, we're out of those. We didn't get very many in. Well, that's the only one I wanted. Sorry? Come be here when we open? I mean, we had a line of people when we opened, 40, 50 people standing there waiting to get in when we opened the doors at 10:30. If you just want one book, and I said this here on this podcast before, if there's one specific book and you're only worried about that one book, ask ahead of time. And as long as you're offering to like buy something else while you're there, we'll save you a copy. It's not that big of a deal. You know, say like, oh, I saw on your website you have this for sale. I'd like to buy that. And also, can you save me one of those free comic book days for whatever? Sure, why not? But people just have this expectation that they can show up anytime during the day. They're going to get the book for free, which they will. But that everything is still going to be there. Like, we're going to be totally in stock of everything like that. And that it's somehow our duty to get them that one book that they wanted that we had no idea they wanted until they came in and asked for it. It's just bizarre. So don't be that person. And if you went to the comic book shop and you acted that way on Free Comic Book Day, got horribly upset that you couldn't get something that you thought you deserved, and you know, maybe that put down somebody because they didn't have the book that you wanted, don't go back. Just don't, because they will recognize you and they will remember you, they're not going to like you. And I'll just, I can leave it as simply as that. You are not going to get good service should you ever return to that show. So, to that store. So anyway, Free Comic Book Day completely wiped me out. It also threw me back because I usually spend my Saturdays working on listings for the new comics coming out the next week. And I wasn't able to sit there and do that because I was dealing with customers, but it gave me an idea. Hey, today on the show, we can look at some of the books coming out next week, because that's something we can do on this show, is just to look at the stuff that's coming out every week and maybe highlight some key things. I'm also going to show you a great place you can go to find previews of those books, PDFs, generally of the first few pages on a lot of books, especially Marvel. Marvel's really good about that. DC is pretty terrible about that. But that's one thing that Marvel is really good at, is having those previews available. So I'll show you where to find those a little later on. But one of the things I did want to talk about today, and it's something that it kind of boggles my mind when I have to sit, when I sit there and think about it sometimes. But I want to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. This movie, didn't mean to move me. I meant to move the little, move the little box. There we go. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I usually don't see movies in theaters just because I hate people. Yeah, that's good enough. And so I was generally, I just wait. Maybe I'll go after a couple weeks if it's something I really want to see. Otherwise, I just wait until most stuff you can buy on Vudu or rent on Xfinity, you know, a month after it comes out. So it's not that big of a deal. But my son desperately wanted to see Guardians Volume 2. So we went and saw it last week. And it's interesting because you go in and you watch it. And it's an enjoyable movie. It is really good. I liked it quite a bit. In fact, in some ways, I liked it more than the first movie. Although the first movie is really good. I read some reviews after I saw the movie of people who clearly weren't paying attention. And so I'm going to talk about some of the things that I saw online. I'm trying to debate in my mind whether I want to call out people specifically. I don't think I do. But I will say this. I do want to add one thing. I like buying bad technology, especially when stuff starts to get really hammered in the press as being terrible. That's usually something that I want to try just because you can get it cheaper because everybody hates it. You can find good deals. And I just want to see, you know, what is it about this stuff that everybody hates? So, like, for instance, I had an Engage QD as my main phone for quite a long time. Actually, the QD was the revamped one. You didn't talk into it like a taco. It was more like a regular, it's like a Game Boy Advance with a phone built in. And it was actually really good. The QD actually fixed the problems of the original. But because everybody hated the original N-Gage, then it, you know, really didn't matter what they did with the QD, but it's great. So anyway, along those lines, I've always kind of had my eye on the Zune. for a very long time, I've been following the Zune. I've always kind of wanted one just because it failed. And because of that failure, I've always thought, you know, I wouldn't mind having one just to add to my collection of, you know, obsolete, hated technologies. And so, of course, in Guardians of the Galaxy, and this is a spoiler, if you will, Star-Lord gets a Zune. It's a step up from the Walkman that he is known for. And, of course, it's a joke like, oh, it's a Zune. This is what everybody back on Earth uses to listen to music. And I noticed over the weekend that the prices on buying Zunes on eBay has gone up dramatically. A lot of the models that I recently saw selling for maybe $70, $80 are now in the $130, $150 range. Some of the stuff that was selling for some of the higher end Zune HDs with the bigger screen that are better for watching video on, those are suddenly selling for like $200. Zunes were never that popular, but even on eBay, they weren't all that popular. There's still some places you can go in. There are people that refurbish these all day long. They find them, they fix them up, they clean them, they put new batteries in them, they sell them for $50. And you can go on right now and grab one of these Zune models for $50, refurbished from guys. But it's just amazing to me to go in and see how many of those are selling for big bucks all of a sudden. Because of the movie. Nonetheless, though, a couple of things I noted in reviews. One, I think it was at the New York Times. The New York Times said that Michael Rooker's character, the guy with the fin on his head who whistles and little needle follows him around, who's the thief, the ravager, whatever. They said he was bland and boring. And that because he was a child slave trader, it was somehow, you know, bad for kids to watch it or something. I forget what it was, but there was something about the fact that he was this child slave trader. Well, in a sense, that is correct. That's what you hear early on in the movie. However, as the movie progresses, we learn that he wasn't just randomly going out and picking up children and selling them into slavery. There was something else going on. And It was almost a noble kind of kidnapping for a particular reason, which the movie, I don't want to say it's a red herring, but it's just a plot twist that later on you find out there was actually something sinister going on. Like, it seemed like it was bad, and then you find out it's actually kind of good, and then you find out it's actually bad. And so Michael Rooker's character was in the good part there. And so he actually wasn't doing what they thought he was doing. And then when he found out what was going on, he stopped doing it, which is how Star-Lord came to live on his ship in the first place. So there's more details there that I don't want to give away as any sort of spoiler there. But this guy from the New York Times clearly missed. Like, he watched the first probably 2/3 of the movie and then got bored. Maybe there wasn't enough musical numbers or people speaking French with subtitles for his liking. So he clearly tuned out and he missed a lot of information towards the end of the film. And you can read his review. And it looks like maybe he fell asleep, or about 2/3 of the way through, he started like texting and doing other stuff. So the movie was on and he kind of saw the shapes move and heard the voices, but forgot about it. I read another review that said Rocket Raccoon was the worst thing in these movies and he should have been cut out of the movies, and they don't understand why he's there. This is not your movie, bro. This is seriously not your movie. If Rocket Raccoon is the worst thing in the Guardians of the Galaxy's movies, you just don't need to be watching them. Like, ever. Or being a part of humanity. I think humanity could do well without you in that role. I just heard something beep. One of my things just chimed at me because someone sent me some sort of message or notification. Let's see here. What else? Drax. Everybody hates Drax because he's not the Rock. I read several reviews that Drax brings the whole thing down because he keeps saying stuff that clearly they think is funny, but it's really not that funny. There's a character, Mantis, and she's pretty. She's, you know, attractive, but she's got the antenna on her head, and she doubts herself a lot. And Drax tells her that, well, her outward physical appearance is hideous, but inside she's beautiful, which, you know, obviously she's an attractive actress that they have playing this part. And so this guy was somehow offended at the fact that they would make this joke about how she's not attractive. Like they're somehow shaming her, or they're creating body issues in, like, it's obviously he's an alien that doesn't understand etiquette in almost every interaction he has. And they make it very clear that he doesn't think that our idea of attractive is his idea of attractive. And as an alien, that means, you know, something different to him. And so it just boggles my mind that people miss some of these details. And I know I've missed stuff when I, you know, review things. There are things when I'm talking like this, when I'm doing a show like this, doing a broadcast, it's all stream of consciousness. You know, I don't have notes in front of me. I've got computer screens and I've got some thumbnails of images I want to show you. So I have an idea, you know, to remind me of where I'm going. But I'm not writing this stuff down and doing it. So I know I miss little details here and there, certain things. There are things I want to talk about that I forget about as I'm going through and doing them. But this is a guy writing for the New York Times, guys writing for I think it was the LA Examiner, people writing, you know. One comment I read, I want to say it was from Rolling Stone. I don't remember if it was Rolling Stone. All of these places that you used to be using as an example of how to do things right, so many of them now are an example of why things are wrong. We've had all this talk in the last year or so about fake news and people pushing agendas and whatever. And it's like, spend 5 minutes on Tumblr and A, you know it's going to be true. But the simple fact that these are people who are trying to, they're trying to influence, but they clearly don't understand what it is they're talking about. And they don't bother to find out. Now, maybe that's the bigger problem. If I'm going to come on here, I either try to do things one of two ways. I either say, I'm going to talk about this video game X. So I've looked up the information on the entire franchise. I played some of the ones that came out before this or some of the stuff that you know the studio has done leading up to this or something. So I have some sort of background. Or I tell you I'm coming in completely clean and completely fresh. I know nothing about what I'm doing, and we're just doing first impressions and that kind of thing. And I you know, skew one way or the other when I'm doing it, usually depending on how much time I have to spend on research before it's time to sit down and film. But having said that, these are people who professionally do this stuff and professionally read things and watch things and attend things. And so they're an expert in their field, and yet they are completely clueless about what it is they're talking about. And they don't bring to it the idea of, I don't know anything about this, but I know about this, and this is how it compares. It's just, I'm an expert and this is terrible, even though I know nothing about it, because it's not my thing. It's not my preference. And I can tell you, if I'm reviewing something, I say, this is not my thing, this isn't for me, but I can generally find, like, I know why some people would like it, you know? I know for a long time, stuff like I won't get into all of that, but there are times that I can look at things and say, I understand why people like this, this just isn't for me, and this is why I don't like it. But I'm at least making it clear that I either have a knowledge of the background of it, or I'm coming at it with fresh eyes. People coming at it with fresh eyes still try to pass themselves on as experts when they're reviewing these things. And it's so mind-boggling. Especially people who are going to look at something like a Marvel blockbuster summer movie, or DC. We saw the same thing happening with Batman versus Superman stuff. or Man of Steel, even, where, you know, all they know of Superman is the movies from the 70s, you know, the Christopher Reeve movies. That's all they know of Superman. But somehow that's going to make them an expert on the character and why the character would or wouldn't do certain things, because they watched two decent movies, a terrible movie and a horrible movie that everybody wishes was never made. So, yeah, I said they're decent, whatever. You heard me. All right, now the one thing I do want to warn you about, though, when it comes to Guardians of the Galaxy, is some of the merchandising tied in. No, I'm not some of the merchandising. One item. This one item, which I have right here. This is the Star-Lord personal music player. Now, it's made to look like his... I just hit the button and started playing it. I don't want... No, turn off. No, stop playing. I can hear it playing. All right, so it's made to look like an old-style Walkman, okay? Now, obviously, this doesn't actually open up. There's no door there. It's just a big hollow shell, but they put the tape thing on there. So it looks like Awesome Mix Volume 2 is playing in the Star-Lord player, although it should say Walkman, whatever. But it has that look to it, like the old-style box Walkmans. And, you know, it comes with a pair of the old headphones over the top, and it's just kind of a neat little package. And one of the neat things about it is that it does have a speaker on the back. So when it's playing the music, or it's playing, it's got like a voice recording thing that you can do and plays it back, you do have a speaker on there. And it also says that you can hook up an MP3 player to it. It has an auxiliary port there. And it can, you know, play your music through the speaker, so like a little portable boombox. So if you've got a little MP3 player that's not, you know, your phone with a speaker on it, or you want something that boosts it a little bit louder, then you've got this that you can attach to it. But one of the key things about it is that it can record music, and it makes a big deal that it is an MP3 player, and it has what they call like stream to play technology or something like that. Basically, all it is you plug your MP3 player or phone into that port, you hit the button up here to record it, and it'll record 3 minutes of what you're talking about, or 3 minutes of your music or whatever, and store it in a file. And then you can play it in reverse. You can fast forward through it, whatever, but it'll store your music on here. The only problem is it only has the 3 minutes. So it comes with a music clip on here, and it comes with like a fake Rocket Raccoon voice talking about some of the things that it does. But once you record the 3 minutes, then it's full. And if you record something else, it just records over those 3 minutes. This does not actually store your MP3s. If you want to listen to MP3s, if you want an MP3 player, you actually take your MP3 player, hook it into this, plug in your headphones, hit play, and it just acts as a hollow box to move the MP3s through to the headphones, just so it looks like you have this cool old-style Walkman that you can carry around. Which, by the way, does not have a belt clip on the back, so it's not even like you clip it on your belt like, hey, man, look at me, I'm retro cool with my Walkman. It literally does nothing except be a shell that looks cool for you to put your stuff in. But there's no memory card slot. You can't add an SD card full of MP3s. It won't play them. It says if you plug in here, it'll control your MP3 player. So if you hit the fast forward button, it'll skip to the next song. If you hit pause, it'll pause the song. I couldn't get it to work on any MP3 player I have. The buttons did not do anything to my actual player. Now, here's the rub. Had I paid $9.99 for this thing, like I thought it was going to cost, because it was sitting on a peg at Target with a bunch of Guardians of the Galaxy stuff, said $9.99, and I thought, cool, whatever, $9.99, great, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I'd be like, it's a little disappointing, but basically it's a external speaker. I can hook my music up to it, and it looks cool sitting on the shelf. Whatever, it's fine. The problem is it was not $9.99. It was $24.99. Someone had put it on the wrong, had filled an entire peg and put the wrong price thing on the front. So I paid $25 for this external speaker that plays 1 3-minute audio clip and otherwise is completely useless. This thing, I was talking to Scotty Cash and he's like, oh, do I need to buy one of those? And before I opened it, I was like, it's an MP3 player that looks like an old style boombox, has Star-Lord on it, and it says awesome mix. Yes, you need to buy one of these. Now that I've opened it and used it for 30 seconds, no, don't buy this. Don't ever buy this. Like, unless you're the type of person that can crack this thing open, excuse me, and buy a cheap MP3 player off of like GearBest.com or AliExpress, and you can rip that thing apart and solder it into this so that you actually can put an MP3 player on that. First of all, let me know. I will send you mine, and you can make that modification to mine. But second of all, if you are the type of person that can do that, then you've got a pretty good use for it. This would be an awesome MP3 player to be carrying around. But as it stands, it is just a really crappy tie-in device. If you've got, you know, a teenager or a child that wants a personal music player and you think, oh, that'd be so cool to give them this, don't. That's how kids end up doing drugs and getting in gangs and joining the school musical is because of garbage like this that destroys their life. So don't curse any kids to the Glee Club. Let them have real useful lives that can better the rest of humanity. So this, all I'm going to do with this now is have it sitting on a shelf. Like, oh, look, it's that Star-Lord MP3 player. Cool. And people can come in and go, oh, wow, that looks so awesome. And I can go, yeah, it sure does look awesome. But don't spend money on it. All right. Okay, that's enough about that stuff. Let's talk about some of the comics that are coming out this week. And what I specifically want to talk to you about is I promised you that there is a place that you can go where you can find, I'm going to move that thing out of the way, where you can find good previews of the stuff that's coming up this week. And that is previewsworld.com. And we'll take a closer look here at the website. Previewsworld.com is run by Diamond Comics Distributors. And they are the people who actually get the comics from the printers and ship them to your local comic book store. And so they make the catalog known as Previews. That shows all of the comics that are coming out in the coming months. It's how you order them. If you go to your local shop and you ask for the catalog to search through it and order stuff, this is the company that does it. The funny thing is, and this is amazing to me, is that they run several websites: previewsworld.com, toychestnews.com, kidscomics.com, gametrademagazine.com, comic shop locator, blah blah blah. They call that their pop culture network. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys. We might have to have a conversation about that coming up. But if you click on new releases up here, you will see a page full of books that are coming out. And you can see at the beginning, they have what are their top tier: Dark Horse, DC, IDW, Image, Marvel Comics. You've got magazines, you've got books, you've got trading cards, you got stuff. But then there's also like another tier of comics coming out. And that's where you're going to find all your other publishers, Boom and Zenoscope and Valiant, and all of those guys are going to be on that second tier. But the great thing is about this website is if you click on something, like for instance, let's go down, like right here on Dark Horse Comics. We'll click on view all. Here's the Masters, He-Man, the Masters of the Universe, hardcover character guide, world compendium. Okay, so this is the new He-Man book coming out from part of the Dark Horse collection. And you can see there's that great artwork at the top. But then at the bottom, you can see here's mini comic He-Man. There's the Filmation He-Man. There's New Adventures He-Man, 2000X He-Man, the DC Comics He-Man. So it's showing you know, all these different versions of He-Man over the years, whatever. But right here, click to download Previews preview. And where you see that, it'll actually download a PDF that gives you a look at some of the pages going on. So here we can see 1 through 11. There's 11 pages that they have available. And so you can see how the inside of the book actually looks. Character guides, all the different people who've appeared in alphabetical order. This actually looks like the first 11 pages of the actual guide. So after the introductions and everything, this is what it's like on the inside. So that gives you a really good look at some of the stuff that's coming out. But now if we go, depending on when you go through, there's like this featured section. If you want to know what are going to be like the hot books this week that's coming out, it can show you all of that stuff. It shows you, you know, covers of what it's going to look like from the different companies. But if we just go up to the new releases, which is like where we were before, and let's select Marvel. Like I said, Marvel is usually pretty good at this. Okay, they haven't updated yet. There's a couple on here. Normally there are almost all of the Marvel books are going to have a preview by Tuesday afternoon. Right now, you can see there's only a couple of them on here. But for instance, let's look at Secret Warriors number 1. And Secret Warriors, maybe? Why, there we go. Secret Warriors number 1, obviously it shows you the cover. It tells you what the synopsis of the book is. This is the solicitation that's sent out. Shows you that it's going to be in stores this week. And then again, click for the preview. Now, some of these are just art previews. You can see like this one is just the artwork. There's no word balloons in it yet. But when it gets updated, usually on Tuesday, it will have the word balloons of the first couple pages. I think Free Comic Book Day has pushed everything back a little bit. So we don't have the latest updates on there yet, but if you go to previewsworld.com and keep an eye on it, you will see the previews pop up for the books coming out. Now, having the covers here is definitely nice. Like I said, I usually work on putting our listings for comics coming together this week, earlier on in the week. DC here, you can see that DC has uploaded almost all of the covers completely. Here ahead of time, but they don't, they're usually pretty terrible at previews. And one of the things that bugs me about DC compared to Marvel when it comes to this stuff, Marvel will release the PDFs of their previews. Place like Previews World will have them up, like I said, usually lunch on Tuesday at the latest, but a lot of times you can go in Monday afternoon, Monday evening, and they're going to be up there already. And you can click on it and see the preview of the books that are coming out. Marvel just gives them out. Marvel, through whatever means, will just say, here are the previews, go do something with them. And you'll see sites like Comic Vine and CBR and Newsarama and comicbook.com, whatever, will immediately throw them up there and you can see all these previews. DC is an idiot as a company. As it's a singular person named DC who runs that comic company. They are idiots because what they do is they do exclusive previews through different websites. So they will send one book to USA Today, and they will send one book to Newsarama, and they will send one book to CBS Man Cave, and they will send one book to The Onion, AV Club, or you know whatever. And those websites get the exclusive preview of that book. And a lot of them put these huge watermarks on them. And you can only get them by finding, they resize them a lot of times. So you get like these crappy, 300 by 600, preview pages. And it's so, I want to say user unfriendly, but that's not quite what I'm getting at. I'm trying to wonder who is being served by having their previews hard to find. Marvel says, here are the previews, throws them out there. Anybody can republish them on their website. So you can go all over the place and find the previews of the new Marvel books that are coming out. DC, on the other hand, makes these exclusive deals so that websites will be excited to show off their books. But at the same time, it puts you as a consumer in this situation where, oh, what's going on in Batman this week? I want to go look it up. you can't find it. You do a search. Like, is it on USA Today? No, it's not there. Let me try Man Cave. No, it's not there. Let me try Newsarama. No, it's not there. Let me try Comic Vine. No, it's not there. And a lot of times these websites, they may not even put it up until mid-Tuesday as well. So some will do them Monday morning. Some will do them Friday afternoon. Some will do them late on Tuesday. Instead of DC just saying, here are the previews, please give a free press for our books, they have these exclusive deals with websites where they get the exclusive preview of DC Bombshells number 23. And so you only see it on that one site. And then now some sites will go download all of those JPEGs. I think Comic Vine is one place they'll do that, where they borrow them from the sign and then give a little hat tip. Oh, our friends over at Newsarama were able to get the preview of this book, and then they republish it with the Newsarama, you know, watermarks on it, whatever. But it's just really, like, I don't understand, again, who DC thinks they're helping, because it's not helping DC, it's not helping retailers, and it's not helping readers. So I don't know why DC is so ignorant about the process of PR when it comes to getting people to buy your comics. They are the worst when it comes to doing that. Marvel just throws them out there. Some of these that I know that there are more previews available. If you go through the retailer side, I can go in on the back end through this website and I can see things a little differently. And some of those files are already there on the back end. On the front end, it may take a little bit longer before they associate them with the front out here, because they have to update the cover art and then put in the link for the PDF. So it takes a little longer for some of these books, but like Star Wars, Screaming Citadel, that's up. The Secret Warriors we saw down there. There's Zombies Assemble number one. Those have previews up already. Like I said, by the time most of you are watching this and you go to check it out, you're going to see the previews for the books up there. We used to, on popculturenetwork.com, ineedcomics.com, we used to take those PDFs, break them apart into JPEGs, and throw the JPEGs up in galleries on the website so you can come to our website and see the previews. But then after a while, it's such a hassle. It's so hard to keep on top of everything. And again, with the DCs being scattered all over the place, I was like, screw it. There's so many other websites that do that. I don't need to waste my Monday tracking all the stuff down and republishing it. So, but go to previewsworld.com and you're going to find a whole bunch of stuff on there. Dark Horse, IDW, Image, you know, all these places will send previews there to put up there, because again, they are the distributor that's selling those comics. And so they, you know, really get the inside handle on a lot of that stuff. And one more thing, speaking of comics, is I just got charged for the new Comic of the Month Club book bundle. This will be coming to me in the next few days, so we'll talk about it next Monday. I'm sure it'll be here by then. Only takes a couple days because they're in Indiana. Comic of the Month .club is one of those blind box type subscription services, except obviously it's all about comics, but they tailor make your box for you. So for instance, when you go and sign up for it, you go to the website and there's this long list of stuff and you check off the stuff you're interested in, and things that you don't check, you don't get in your box. So if you go through and you say, I want Avengers, I want Superman, I want Batman, I want Justice League and Iron Man, they're not going to throw 5 copies of Doom Patrol in your box if that's what you have selected, because you didn't select Doom Patrol. They're not going to throw them in there. They're not going to waste your time with books that you don't want. And I got a, sorry, I got a mustache hair stuck in my mouth. So, so when you go in and you sign up for your box, you're going to get the comics. I love this service. I throw up this referral thing. I'm not making money off of this. You're not going to be paying for me to run a website. You're not going to be, paying for my kids to go to school. You're not keeping me from having to go out and find a real job by going and using this referral code. That referral code just helps them to track, who's watching and who's helping to point back to their service. And I love this service. That's why I do this. I want everybody who's watching now to get a box of comics, of comics that they love from the service. Now, they have two tiers of service. They have a regular box and a collector's box. And the collector's box tends to skew older. And sometimes it has nicer things in there. It's also about 10 bucks more expensive when you sign up for it. But it's got nice stuff in there. $26.99 for the collector's box. I think it's $15.99 when you sign up for your first month on the regular box. And so it's not super expensive, but it does give you good stuff that you're going to want and you're going to want to read. And it's, like I said, suited for you. And the other great thing that they try to do is if you say, like, I've been collecting Avengers West Coast. I had them all one time as a kid. I got rid of them. Now I'm trying to get them back. So I said I want Avengers West Coast. If they send me Avengers West Coast, they're going to send me 9, 10, and 11. Or they're going to send me 33, 34, 35. Or they're going to send me 50 and 51. Like, they always try to get at least two or three successive issues so that if you sit down to read them, you've got a better handle. You're not just getting one book out of a run in the middle of nowhere that you don't understand. You get a couple of them, maybe even several, so that you can follow along the storyline better of what's happening in those books. And that's another thing that I really love about them. They do a lot of work to make this happen. And I really feel for how much dedication they put in there, how much they listen to feedback. Even some idiot like me could say, hey, did you ever think about doing this? And then they go, oh, that's a great idea, and they add it to their workflow. I just think it's fantastic what these guys are doing. So I'm fully on board. I drank the Kool-Aid. I love these guys. I want you to check them out. Even if you don't use the referral code DIRT, just go check them out. But, you know, like I said, just makes me look cooler if you guys do. So, all right, well, that's going to do it for today's episode of The Weekend is Dead. I want to thank you guys for watching. Also, don't forget, if you have any questions, comments, if there's future topics that you want us to talk about, if there's something you want to know about, whatever, not only can you find me on Twitter at PCN underscore dirt, and not only can you find me on Facebook, if you look me up there, not only can you email me dirt@popculturenetwork.com. You can also call our 24-hour voice mail line. 25. And I'm having a little brain fart here as I'm trying to type it on the screen so I can show it to you guys. But we have a 24-hour voice mail line, and the voice mail line, it is a recorded line, and the recorded line, the way it works is that it records up to 10 minutes. So if you call the voicemail line here, area code 217-953-4025, you have a 10-minute window. You can leave a recording that comes to us. So you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can talk about any show you want. If you have questions about other podcasts on the show, if you want to know something about Fans of Power or Masters of the Galaxy or the Comic Book Chronicles or Formers Friday, or, you know, just general things about the site, if you want to talk about anything we talk about on the show, if you want to talk about other TV shows or movies or anything else that you want to discuss, you can call that voicemail line and we'll get the recording and we can go from there. If I can figure out how, I'd play them on the air. We used to have a way to do it. I haven't done it in a long time. I'll have to see if I can figure it, back up to throw it in there. But nonetheless, feel free to always call that line. Like I said, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It goes to that recorded line, so we don't hear a phone ring. If you call at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're not going to wake me up, make the dog bark, and make me angry. It'll just record the voicemail and send it on through. So feel free, please, to use that. So anyway, guys, that's going to do it for me. Again, thanks for watching. I'll see you next time.